And right now we're going to meet the drummer, Chris Lakey. Got your headphones working for you?
Wish my cans worked, man. I'll just have to kind of like, you have
do
to hold up
or
notes
no?
or.
Can you hear me or
I don't
not?
Know, maybe send me a letter. Sign language, I don't know. These have been working great until I put them on.
Have them throw over another set on if you want.
Can I steal your headphones perhaps? No, they're definitely not.
Or turn
not.
Them up. You see where the little volume control is?
Those are the shady ones.
Yeah, you know.
Shady cans.
Better?
These are much less shady.
All right.
The shade factor
I got
is.
The sunlight model now. Cool.
All right, Chris Lakey, drummer extraordinaire. How many bands are you in currently? Like three or four?
Oh, it's not quite that bad. Obviously, Life Force, each and every weekend of my life. Force. Papa Francois and the Junior Mints every Wednesday.
That's sassy.
At Brubaker's.
That's at Brubaker's, yes, ma'am. And I'm still doing a gig with Willie Wisely here and there. He's kind of scaled down his touring schedule.
He's doing a lot with the Conquerors now, too.
He is. I think he's playing less in general, but when he is out gigging, it is with the Conquerors more so than his... solo.
You know what I've got to see? You know what? Do you think he would be interested in doing the music of Alice Cooper for a Halloween gig?
I don't know if he'd be interested, but I would love to see him portray Mr. Cooper.
And if he does that, I get to be the bass player, Willie.
Oh, that would be so cool, Shane.
Can I be Kane Roberts, the weightlifting lead guitarist?
Would you?
Was he beefy?
I'd love to try.
Is he a beefy guy, or was he really thin? Or you?
He was beefy, I'd say. But
really?
You just give me some shady cans, and I'm ready.
All right. So what other bands have you played in, Lakey? Chris, Lakestar? I don't know. What do you like
what's
to be called
Lakestar?
Best?
Lakestar
it's what's
is,
on his drum kit.
I know. I saw that, but what is it?
It was a nickname that has become more, what do you got now?
Of your identity?
I'm sorry. I was reading a note from one of my musical friends on the other side of the round table here. It's a nickname that has gone on to replace my actual birth-given name, I guess. Lakestar, Chris Lakey, same thing.
It's your stage name.
Dude, man, you can call me dude.
The
dude? I'll respond. Hey, I'll respond. What? You know, I'll respond to that.
Okay.
It's not fully a legal change yet, right?
Not quite yet. I'm saving money for that.
All right.
Can we have a pledge drive if you can call
yeah,
in?
No doubt.
Money to change his name to Lakestar. Send in a quarter.
Those lights are going. I thank you for that. I see that call over there.
They're
thank
lighting
you.
Up.
Light them up, people.
They're just lighting up.
We'd like to hit our goal of $17 by 12:45 Central Standard.
There you go.
The greatest thing about this is that it's a tax-deductible donation that can be made in Chris's name, and you
I'm
can feel
sure,
really good
Dave.
About yourself.
Okay, I think we've beat this now.
Right
Let's.
We're good at
so
that.
So what other bands are you in now? I mean, we know your current bands, but name some of the other ones that you've been in.
I'm
like your musical history, I guess, is what we're looking for.
Whether anyone's heard of them or not, I mean, I'm born and raised here in South Minneapolis, and I don't know, Foreign Legion, obviously Shane and the Wild Weasels. I've tried to sub with anybody I can. The past year I was subbing. I did a handful of gigs with Steve's band, the Hotheads.
Actually, cool.
Porkchop, Hitchhiker.
Actually, he was a Hothead for about...
For about 10 minutes, I was officially in the band. And that business got withdrawn. I don't know what happened there. And dispute between our agents or something. I could rattle off a ton of bands that I doubt anyone has heard of. I don't know how... cool that is to do, but a handful of rock bands from South Minneapolis.
How many? Just give us a round number. How many do you think you've been in? I mean, including the sit-ins.
Many.
Okay, not
including the sit-ins?
Okay, not including the sit-ins.
Well, I've been playing drums since I was a little kid, like 3 or 4 years old.
Oh, so wow.
What is that that keeps coming on here? Oh, the Casio.
We got keyboard master in here.
Sounds of Lakestar.
We'll be talking to Rob.
So this has been going on. This list began probably in junior high, and... I mean, 30 or 40, I don't know, but, you know, we're talking about early on just playing kegs.
What got you interested at 3 years old? I mean.
Okay, we're going to go way back. A little music trivia for the the hardcore fans of KQ and just the Minneapolis sound in general. I was the next door neighbor of Flamingo, which ended up becoming the Flaming O's.
Ah.
Rob?
Okay.
Does anybody here know who that is? I know Rob does. Flaming O's.
Yeah.
And
heard of them.
Jeff was their drummer. I could never remember his last name, of course, but... Yeah, that's what got me going.
How old were you at that point?
I was probably no more than 5.
So you'd hang out and watch them practice and stuff?
Yeah. It was in a really horrendously bad neighborhood in the south side of Minneapolis, and everybody's doors were just kind of always unlocked. And
good hobby in a bad area,
So you just got to wander in and just watch?
Basement. Sure, yeah. Just
wow, how cool.
Just like that.
And instantly you just were like, that's what I want to do.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I was in a lot of just... worthless rock bands. Uh-huh. I mean, at the time, it seemed like a big deal, but I didn't really get, without getting too sentimental here, the turning point truly was hooking up with Shane. And wow. And these other three cats, for that matter. I mean, that was the band that was like going to school all over again. I just gotten out of music tech. I hooked up with Shane, and I started my education all over again.
Good for you.
And it was kind of a harsh one at times. I won't go into any details, but you know what? It was worth it.
We'll have to talk
it
about that off the air.
Where I'm at now today.
Which is on Homegrown.
I'm on a freaking radio station, brothers and sisters. I've made it.
You're a star now for sure. Man. We actually have a caller that would like to ask you a question, Lakestar.
Okay.
This is Mike of the band Barefoot Lizard. Mike, are you there?
I sure am.
All right. You got a question for Lakestar?
Yeah, actually, I got a question for Mr. Steve, Mr. Weber, Shane, and Mr. Lakestar. Where is Shortcake?
Yeah. Wow. That. You know what? That band, he asked, where is Shortcake?
Shortcake was a band that basically was Shane and the Wild Weasels after we were on hiatus for a while. I gained the opportunity to get a house gig at a defunct club. I don't know if it's worth mentioning the name or not.
Lucky's.
That
little place
club,
across the street from the Fine Line.
We had a falling out with management, I guess would be the professional way of putting it. And
ended up not working
anymore. It's okay. Yeah, we didn't see eye to eye on a business level. And
so if
they locked
their
doors shortly after they lost us on Tuesday, so don't mess around.
If we could set up some kind of a house gig type situation for you guys, would you be interested in doing it again?
I'm always up for jamming with these guys. It's, as Shane mentioned earlier, it's the biggest thing is juggling everyone's schedules and projects, but it's
if it were on like a Monday or Tuesday or maybe Wednesdays are taken with Papa. Like a Monday or a Tuesday maybe. I wonder if we could do that.
Well, what's your percentage?
Mine? No, you know what? I would just go.
She works for Beck's Bombers.
Yeah, I would just go and enjoy the music, and that'd be all I'd need.
I'd be into it. You can work the magic, so pull
those
strings.
All right, well, if anybody that runs a club is out there right now and wants some really kick-ass music on Monday or Tuesday nights for a house gig, you can borrow our all-star jam band if you want. So just call up at 989-ROCK or 989-ROLL. Talk to Ryan, and he'll put you through to me, all right? So that's the deal.
Right on.
Well, God, if it really works, imagine. Won't that be cool?
That would be fun.
Okay, Mike.
I go out of my way to play with these guys.
Cool. Mike from the band Barefoot Lizard, thank you very much for your call this evening.
Welcome.
Thanks a lot for tuning in, as usual.
Oh, yeah.
We'll play a cut off your album soon.
Mike, you got that CD done, dude?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
ready to go.
Man. Get a copy of that in the mail to me. I've been waiting forever for that business.
And me.
We will do that.
Right on.
We miss Shortcake. It was always an energy boost for us.
Dude, you're awesome.
We're going to try to make that happen again. If you guys hear of anything, let me know, and we'll see what we can do, because these guys should be playing together more often.
Good luck, everybody.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep.
Thank you, Mike. Cool. Our first phone call of the morning.
What a nice guy.
Yeah. All right, so let's hear some music from Lakestar's band right now, one of the current bands that he's in, one of the three current bands that he's in. Life Force, these guys are awesome.
Are you just saying that, Mayor, do you dig Life Force?
I love Life Force.
I'm right on.
I get to see them at Dibbo's all the time.
That
which
you
is
do.
Like once a month.
I
you
swear
know?
It seems like it's twice a month
oh,
sometimes.
Oh, it's so great. Life Force is probably one of my favorite cover bands in town, but a lot of people don't know that they also have an album out called Lunar Dream.
True enough.
It seems like after you joined the band, Lakestar, they kind of switched formats a little bit, because Lunar Dream, this album that they put out, is pretty rocking, and now they're way more funky, groovy, kind of, you know?
Well, they're just less of an original act and pretty much just a cover band at this point, but not that that's a bad thing. I mean, it certainly isn't some.
Hey, you got to pay the bills,
but,
right?
Well, it's just I think that situation. I mean, I wasn't a part of it, like you said, when that album came out, but they had a split image for a while. They were under the name Alter Ego playing
covers, and then
performing as an original act under Life Force. Problem is, they started playing the same clubs with both bands, so to speak, and
people.
That's just bad business. I mean, it takes. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure Phil from the Iron Horse, I hope he's not listening, because he'll probably hire somebody to kill me, but, you know, he's looking at Life Force on a Wednesday, and they charge X amount of dollars to play, and they bring in this many people, and then Alter Ego plays songs people recognize on Friday, and twice as many people show up. Well, which band are you going to hire back? So, after a while, it ended up being Life Force playing covers, so they could get more gigs, and, you know.
Well, you know, that's a good lesson learned for those guys. I have to say, I got to give props to Chris Bergstrom. He's probably one of the greatest vocalists in this town right now, and a really talented songwriter as well. Here's an example of that. song called, probably one of the tamest ones off this album.
You gonna get Lovey Dovey?
Yeah, Always Be There For You.
Oh boy, okay.
Check it out, Life Force, off their album Lunar Dream. Always Be There For You on KQ Homegrown.